Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
All right. Reverend, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be back. It's been too long.
It's been way too long. It's a bit of a reunion. Reverend and I went to high school together.
We did.
And so,
believe it or not, he's older than me. Isn't that sad? It's clean living right there. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. It's pitiful.
By not much.
What did I do wrong?
So I've always wondered, when was it that you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I don't know. I always hoped it was what I was going to do from about time I was about 12 years old. But I think I can pinpoint the exact moment that I knew that it was what we were going to sort of figure out. Like it was like we have to do this and nothing else. And you know, we were you know, touring around, and we'd been invited to go play all these things, and just it was like word of mouth was starting to explode, you know, and it was like kind of things were almost out of hand. And we got invited to go do some shows on the West Coast with Derek Trucks. And it was before him and Susan had the band together. It was just, you know, Derek Trucks band back then. And we had to drive, you know, however many hours all night long from Indiana to LA basically and back, you know, and to do a handful of shows, you know. And we had this crazy night in LA with Derek Trucks and Axl Rose and among others. And we got back and we were like, you know, we can't go on living like this. It's like, if this is going to be what we're going to do, then we have to just throw ourselves in the pool and see what happens. So that's what we did. And the rest is history. We've been doing it nothing but this full time for, this is our 10th year.
And tonight at the Vogue, this has become a tradition. Usually it's the night after Thanksgiving, but tonight you're going to play the Vogue. And how many years have you been doing this Vogue show around Thanksgiving?
Has it been 8 years, I think? I think it's 8 years.
And do you approach a show like this tonight any differently, knowing that it's going to be a lot of family, a lot of friends coming back to see you again?
We approach it with a much bigger guest list, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, this is a big show for us. Like each, you know, when we have a... there's people actually that come in from you know, around the world to see this show because they know it's kind of a hometown show. They know that we're going to be you know, having special guests, and we put a lot of thought into who's going to open up the show, and we, you know, put a lot of thought in the songs we're going to do, and you know, so it's a special show. It's usually you know, for me, it's almost like this weekend is kind of like the end of the year. We have other stuff that we do, but this kind of caps our real, you know, heavy touring schedule.
And I heard you have a brutal, brutal January ahead of you, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be rough. We have to go to the... We're playing a show at the Key West Theater, and it's... We have to go all the way to Key West and then hang out there for as long as we possibly can.
It's terrible.
It's rough.
Now, there's a record coming out in the spring. Tell us a bit about this. It's more stripped down, right?
Yeah, it is. It's more stripped down, and we're going to have a... it's called the Front Porch Sessions, and it's a lot of stuff that I've been kind of picking on my front porch, and it's a special record. You know, I think when I set out to do it, I just kind of booked studio time, said I'm going in and making a record, and they're like, "What are you going to do?" And I'm like, "I don't know," which is, you know, a great way to approach, you know, spending a bunch of money in the studio. But we ended up knocking it out real fast. And when it was said and done, it was like, well, what are we going to do with it? And then, you know, we listened back to it and other people listened to it. And we're like, man, this ends up being really special. And, you know, we always kind of go in the studio with a lot of plans and a lot of rehearsal. And that time we didn't, but we just sort of having to catch lightning in a bottle, you know, it was just like magic happening. So it's going to be a full length record. And it's, you know, I'm super proud of it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it's been a delight to watch your career progress, and you've made Westfield proud, and it's so good to have you back.
Man, it's good to be back. I'm going to play another one off So Delicious, then we'll do something for the Front Porch Sessions. What do you say?
Sure. Reverend Payton's kind of... Big Damn Band.
Thank you. This will cue up Front Porch songs.